From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. France says it did kill a terrorist ringleader. French prosecutors have confirmed that the suspected mastermind, the ringleader of last week's Paris attacks, was among those killed in a police raid on Wednesday.
Abdelhamid Abaoud a joué d'évidence un rôle déterminant dans ces attaques.
That's the French Interior Ministry, Bernard Cazeneuve, announcing that Abdelhamid Abaoud, a Belgian national of Moroccan descent, was one of the people inside an apartment stormed in the seven-hour police raid in Saint-Denis. Meanwhile, French lawmakers voted Thursday to extend the country's state of emergency for 3 months in the wake of last Friday's attack. The French National Assembly approved the measure, and the country's Senate is expected to vote on it Friday. People across France raised a glass of wine in an act of defiance after the deadly attacks on Paris. The third Thursday in November is Beaujolais Day, when vintners release their latest batch of young, fruity Beaujolais Nouveau, and many bars and restaurants hold special tasting sessions. President François Hollande urged his compatriots to resume their social lives, asking, "What would our country be without its cafes?" China is condemning the Islamic State group's execution of a Chinese citizen and pledging to bring those who carried out the act to justice. However, analysts say the tragic death of Fan Jingwei, the first known Chinese captive to be killed by the group, will not change Beijing's overall approach to the ongoing conflict in Syria. In the meantime, China has been using the recent coordinated attack in Paris and Fan's death to highlight the need for what it calls a more coordinated international response to terrorism. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama said Thursday efforts to defeat the Islamic State group will not succeed until there is a political agreement in Syria, with Syria's president out.
It is not going to be sufficient for us to have formal political processes that lead to Assad still being in power. And the reason is not simply because of my opinion of him. It's because it is unimaginable that you can stop the civil war there when the overwhelming majority of people in Syria consider him to be a brutal, murderous dictator.
Obama spoke after meeting with the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Conference in the Philippines. The U.S. and other Western countries that have supported rebel fighters have long insisted Assad must go, while Syrian allies, Russia and Iran, have opposed those calls. The U.S. House of Representatives is planning to vote Thursday on a bill sponsored by the Republican majority that would pause the Obama administration's program to resettle Iraqi and Syrian refugees to the United States. President Obama is threatening to veto any such measure and signaled on Thursday he anticipates the resettlement plan will go forward. While attending that Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Manila, Mr. Obama said, "My expectation is, after the initial spasm of rhetoric, that people will settle down, take a look at the facts, and we'll be able to proceed." Some Republican lawmakers have expressed concern that terrorists from Syria and Iraq would enter the country along with refugees and carry out attacks in the United States similar to the ones in Paris last Friday. President Obama used a meeting with Japan's prime minister to pitch a free trade deal among the Pacific Rim countries and emphasize a close partnership between the U.S. and Japan. The U.S. president met with the Japanese prime minister Shinzo Abe on the sidelines of the economic summit. The U.S. president said they talked about where the two countries can deepen their cooperation. He describes their alliance as one of the linchpins of our security as well as Japan's. Obama notes the U.S. is realigning its military forces in the region, including the relocation of Marines from Okinawa to Guam, lessening the base's impact on local communities. And the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. has approved an easy-to-use version of the life-saving drug that reverses heroin and prescription painkiller overdoses as communities across the country grapple with a wave of drug abuse. The reformulated drug, sold as Narcan, comes as a nasal spray and should help first responders, police, and others deliver the antidote in emergency situations. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.